It's 93.3 WMMR. We are backstage at the BB&T. It's Sarah Breaking Benjamin, headlining later tonight. Part of our rock residency here at the BB&T all throughout the month of August. And fresh off the stage, joining me right now is our friend Dorothy.
Hey, girl.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Did you know that when you search your name on YouTube, just your name, I found out that the results are a mix of your music videos and then this Japanese channel. Did you know that?
Mukbang.
What is that? She just eats in front of a camera.
She's Korean. She's this tiny little Korean girl and she eats so much food, and I have total like food and like I get food envy. I found her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because just look at the hashtag. It's not fair. It's literally all, it's all her eating like the most amazing looking dishes.
I saw this video of her with this giant crab in front of her, and I was like, oh, this will be like a cooking show, but she just explains it for like 30 seconds at the beginning of the video and then just eats for 15 minutes.
And she wears gloves because it's so messy.
And she I'm glad that you are aware of the weirdness that is YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because that blew my mind this morning.
And a lavalier mic so we can hear everything.
Yeah. Oof. Not into
ASMR.
That part.
It's called ASMR.
No, thank you. So you just got done playing a set here at the BB&T. The last time that you were here was for MMRBQ 2018.
That's right.
And you were actually pretty knocked out with a cold, you later told me, but I had no idea until you told me after your set.
I remember. I think I went straight to the tour bus after the set, and I took like three different desserts with me. And when I say cold,
that's the cure.
When I say cold, it was probably more like women's troubles, if I'm honest. It's just like I wasn't feeling good. I was just like, everything's achy.
Well, right? I'll tell you what, it's definitely a testament to how strong of a performer you've become, because like I said, I never would have guessed that you weren't feeling well until you told me that later.
Well, that's good. But I did. I stole three desserts from catering and chocolate cake and all that. And I went to the bus and I started watching cartoons or something.
That reminds me that Jonathan Davis, his solo project was also on that bill. And I have this memory seared into my mind of him. He's a tall dude, right? He was being trailed by his even taller security guard all day. And he walked into catering with a security guard. And he walked out with the tiniest cupcake, but on the biggest plate. But he wasn't holding the cupcake with it. And I have this seared in my mind. I'm like, Jonathan Davis, why weren't you holding the cupcake? And that just made me think of that. So
that is so
three
cute.
Desserts does require a plate, though.
I took three massive desserts, but that's really cute.
Love it. So you're part of this tour with Breaking Benjamin, Chevelle, 3 Days Grace, and Diamante. And you, how has the tour been going so far?
It's been really great. Actually, we've gotten really lucky with the weather. We had a lot of thunderstorms, which cooled everything down. And everyone's been really nice and welcoming. And the crowd's been amazing. The sound on stage is amazing. It just feels just good. It feels really good.
I feel like with this lineup, it sort of opens the door to a heavier Dorothy set list.
We definitely play heavier.
Yeah.
For sure. And I like it that way.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah, we're definitely playing heavier. Our sound guy, Scott Cameron, is mixing it a little heavier. And not because I feel like it's rock and roll and you can play around and go either way. So it's always been that way live. It's not just this tour. It's just us live.
Nice.
We just play heavier. It's more fun.
So you've said before that you've been singing since you were very young. It's always been a part of your life. But do you remember when you first thought, okay, this could be a career. I want this to be my entire life.
You know, no, I think because we grow up in a society that doesn't really encourage our dreams, it was like, I don't know if this is possible. I didn't really think about it too much. I just did it because I enjoyed it. And it wasn't until later I was like, oh, this could actually be a thing. You know, everyone's story is different. I know like Dolly Parton has mentioned that to her, like failure was never an option. Like she just didn't think I can't do it. She just did it. You know,
she's such a badass.
She really is. She's so cool. She just didn't have that no, you know. And everyone's story is a little different. I feel like I had to overcome a lot of insecurities and a lot of, you know, like what if and fear, and so that's fine, and here I am
living the dream, right?
Yeah.
We're speaking with Dorothy on 93.3 WMMR, and it seems like you have been on the road forever.
Like 5 years.
Yeah.
On and off, with little breaks here and there.
But I'm wondering, in all of this busyness, if you've gotten the chance to see any of the rock and roll biopics that are sort of seem to be coming out every other week now.
Oh, yes. The Elton John one was amazing.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
The
costumes. I thought it was fantastic.
were absolutely amazing.
And it was definitely more musical than Bohemian Rhapsody, but I really liked his story. It was very good, and I related to a lot of his stuff.
Some people that I've spoken with about Rocket Man said that the aspect of the movie being a musical turned them off to it, but I'm like, it's Elton John. Of course it's going to be loud and flamboyant and sparkly.
Yeah. It didn't turn me off. If anything, like, the storyline was so good that, you know, if you don't like the musical part, just sit through it, and the rest of it, the story part, is so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that one a lot, too. 28 Days in the Valley, your sophomore album, has been out for over a year now. It came out last spring, right?
Last July. Maybe not. I don't know. Carrie Brown? March.
I mean, we've been on the road a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, we'll just say a year-ish.
Okay. Well, that's entirely too long. So please tell me when we're going to get more music from you.
I know. I was like, as soon as we got off tour, I wanted to start making an album. But that didn't happen. But that's okay, because life happens. And when we get off this tour, my plan is to, I've written a few songs here and there. We've written some ideas with the band and with other producers, but I'm not going to rush it, because I want this to be our best work yet. And I want it to be for the fans, people who love rock and roll music, really fun, you know, so we'll see how it shapes up and what that looks like as it unfolds.
Your first album, Rock is Dead, was sort of that blues rock crunch. And then you have the cosmic desert rock of 28 Days in the Valley. But it sounds like you don't even know, genre-wise, what direction you want to go in. You're just going to wing it?
We're going to keep it rock and roll.
Okay.
And the influences might change. They might not. And the production is what I'm looking at. Like, specifically, who's going to produce this album? What's it going to sound like? Because we had pop production on the first record. Mm-hmm. Second record was very vintage sounding. I like that album as a road trip album, and it just more mellow. But the third record, I want it to be a little more in your face, a lot more in your face.
Love it. Well, whenever it arrives, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
I have just one more question for you before I let you go. How's your cat?
He's so good. My mom is watching him right now. Wesley Stripes, I love you so much.
Shout out to Wesley Stripes.
He does not care. He's over there rolling his eyes, or not. He's just no reaction.
No. None. If we were like, Mom is coming home soon, he would just sort of shut his eyes and
he wouldn't even hear you.
Gotta love
Wesley
Stripes.
I did want to say, though, if you do like punk rock music, Strung Out's album just came out.
Oh,
and,
do tell.
And I know the drummer. The drummer is amazing, and he was part of this project, and I think it sounds fantastic. Cameron Webb produced it.
Strung Out.
Punk
shout
rock.
Out the Twitter or Instagram or something. Do you know?
I don't know their handles.
Right.
Oh, God.
But I'm going
Strung
to go
out.
Back, edit, and just plug it in.
Okay. We'll their album just came out, and I'm very, very proud of RJ Shankle.
Love
very
it.
Very proud of him.
Well, I know you just got off stage, so I'll let you go decompress. Thank you so much for spending time with MMR today.
Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.